So, what to you is what to you is a good song? Have you certain ways of telling?
If it's good,
yeah.
It's just if it makes you feel good, you play it and you just you're listening, and the song's moving. Or it, to me, it's just if it feels good. That is all that matters in the end. Nothing else matters to me.
Mm-hmm.
If it could be the best thing in the world or the best crafted song or whatever, but if it leaves you cold, then it's nothing.
Isn't there a danger? It's the sheer fact of having finished another song gives you such a buzz that you lose sort of touch with what the song really is like.
Yeah, I know what it's like after a day or two. Yeah, there is that thing. Yeah, where you finish and you think, this is great. Yeah, a lot of times when I finish it, I feel sort of disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I do feel like extensive demos. So like, I actually finish the put the drums on and everything like that. And a lot of times I feel disappointed, and it's only when I start playing them to other people I know. But after a few days and you put it on, you can usually tell, you know, you either get it makes you feel good or it doesn't. I've got a lot of people that I can play it to, which helps, you know, just like girls and things like that who seem to have a good feel for what's for music.
Well, like having obviously been involved in music for so long as a kind of a fan who also played music and really didn't mind that business side of it that much.
Yeah.
How do you feel now being sort of like part of business, which is sort of really quite cynical and thinks about the image and all that stuff?
Yeah. I'm quite lucky with this company that I'm with at the moment. Image isn't a priority. It's not. They don't. Nobody's ever spoke to me about image at all.
Really?
Nobody's ever mentioned anything about what clothes I should wear, nothing. Nobody has ever said anything.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, the guy that's heading in, it's a guy called oh god, what's his name again? John. I'll remember in a wee minute. God, I should know. He's my A&R man. I was going to say John Martin because he produces the House Martins.
Oh,
but he doesn't go on about things like that. You know, he just lets you get on with it. Doesn't interfere. But if I had actually finished the album before he heard it, come along the very last mix, come along, says what he likes, and that's it. Doesn't say he should be wearing this or wearing that, or because nobody for record company knows. People in the record company don't know what you should wear. Yeah, like bands develop these things themselves anyway. Yeah.
Well, is there, I trust Paul walking in, his time's up.
What's it, John's name?
Hello?
The head A&R at Poldark, I forgot his
John
name.
Williams.
John Williams, that's it. Christ, I was thinking it was John
Martin. Really?
I've just been talking about John Martin. I've been talking about John Martin a wee while ago, you see.
Yeah, John Williams, nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd have to stop making it a bit
fine. Is there anything you would like to add that you touch on?
No, I just thought myself a nice guy. Nah, I can't think of anything else. I think I've told you my whole life.
Well,
yeah,
well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Hans Peter.